Sunday night, I didn't see it myself on Seven. They were running a show on scammers. Didn't see the show, Richard, but I got a little bit of an idea what the crux of the matter would be all about.
All about catching the scammers, and they went into India and they showed overseas call centres on there as well. And it's a real thing for people. People are still getting caught by these. I had three got caught last week. So they're very good, very convincing, but it's all the things that people have heard me on this radio station say for the last few years. Don't respond to phone calls when you don't know who they're from. They might say they're from the tax office, the sheriff's department, the bank. They're from Windows. They're from Microsoft. They're from your cyber security vendor. They're not. It's trying to get you to log on to their... They're trying to convince you to, so they can log onto your computer and gain access to your banking details.
All they're doing is playing scare tactics there to try and get you to release all your details, your personal details. So it's a no-no.
So don't respond to emails again about banking issues. Log on to your bank. If you log on to your bank, there's nothing wrong. Don't under any circumstances allow a phone call to log on to your computer or smartphone. And never, they showed somebody who actually, they let them set up a bank account for them online. Never let anybody do that at all. That's your job to do, not somebody on the phone to do. So, you know, from this becomes, and the amount of people that are getting caught, Lee, it becomes very obvious that the publicity campaign that, you know, which is around this, is, which has run for years now, has failed because so many people still get caught. Now, if you get caught, remember that the bank will close your accounts down until you get a tech person to make sure that you are safe to go on the internet again. And finally, also keep in mind that the bank will, in all likelihood, not assist you in getting your money back. They're really getting tough on this. So, you know, I've had clients who've lost thousands of dollars in the bank go, you shouldn't have done what you've done. You agreed to do what you did, so we're not going to give you your money back or try and chase your money down for you.
So make sure you are watertight if you get these calls. And remember, if it appears to be a good thing, chances are it's too good to be true. So please
just
take
hang up.
Care. Yeah, just hang
That's
up.
All you have to, just hang up.
All right, I'm pleased that it was aired on the TV on Sunday night, just as a bit of a reminder for some people, because here we are in 2022, people are still getting scammed. Bad news.
And it's up on my website right now as well.
AdelaideTechGuide.com.au, TalkTech.com.au, the place to go there. What about clever Google Translate features? You've got some details.
Yeah, a lot of people don't use this. So remember, you can translate words or phrases using the Google Translate app, you know, on your phone or a browser or Google or Chrome or Safari. So in the Google Translate app, the idea is for the two parties to have a conversation mediated somewhat by the app. So you talk, then what you're saying is translated automatically to your chosen language. The Google Assistant reads the text out, then the person you're having a conversation with taps their speaker and responds with their phrase read aloud by the Google Assistant. Works really well, Lee.
Can we translate the images, though?
It can. Just go back to that before. I actually had a conversation with a man who just arrived from China, knew not one word of English at all.
Right.
And, you know, we had a full half an hour conversation that translated it perfectly for him, just to let people, because people always doubt that it does it well. He understood what I was saying. I understood what he was saying. Can it translate images? Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm.
You open the Translate app, it can translate text in the Translate app. For example, use your camera to translate signs or handwritten notes, because we're starting to go overseas again, so it's good to go along and do this. You can import the photo, you can capture the entire image live, you can scan bits of text. And, you know, I remember going to a Chinese restaurant in Sydney a few years ago, and it still worked then, but not as well. I was trying to translate what was on the wall. It was all gibberish. I think somebody just made it all up on
Someone
there.
Someone made it up, exactly. Now, let's wrap it up with antivirus. Should we install a different browser that is offered by our antivirus company?
In a word, no, you shouldn't. AVG, which many people know is not my favourite antivirus, will try and get you to install a browser that will supposedly keep you safe while browsing the internet. It is a terrible, it's a terrible antivirus. You've got it, you should uninstall it. But people get issues when they've installed this browser on there. So don't install it. As we, install Chrome, Edge, Firefox, they all do a good job. And remember, you're the security expert. So you don't click links in emails, you don't browse to unsafe websites, you don't take candy from strangers, which is where somebody gives you a USB stick without making sure that USB stick is safe by scanning it, and keep your device up to date. That is more worthwhile advice than swapping the browser over something that doesn't do a very good job and can cause issues with your computer.